I am here at the 70th Annual National Farm Broadcasters Convention here in Kansas City, Missouri, and we just wrapped up the foundation luncheon. And one of the scholarship recipients is standing here in front of me, Amy Burke. First of all, tell me a little bit about yourself and your background in agriculture.
Well, thank you. And I'm originally from a little town in East Central Illinois, so Fithian, Illinois. And I began at a very young age in agriculture. My grandparents live on the family farm, and they got me involved. And I realized that that's where my passion was at. And I became a member of 4-H, and I had the opportunity to show beef cattle, moved on into FFA, and then have since transitioned into the AFA organization, and am now looking for full-time entering into the industry. So I've gone full circle and definitely have followed my passion all the way through.
Well, I can see the passion for agriculture has been instilled with you from a young age. Looking into agriculture as a career, what has led you to choose the agriculture and specifically ag broadcasting, ag communications field?
Well, as far as agriculture, I knew no matter which facet I went into, it was going to have to go back to the industry. Communications in particular, because I absolutely enjoy hearing other people's stories, you know, how they became who they are today, how they ended up where they are, and things of that nature. And just communicating their story, I think, engages with consumers, which is what we really need right now in the agricultural industry.
Now, there was three scholarships given today, and you received one of them. Tell me a little bit about the scholarship you received and what you're going to do with it. How can you put this to good use to future towards your future in agriculture?
I received the Glenn Kumerow Scholarship, and I am extremely thankful for that. I pay my full way through school, so every opportunity that others invest in my future gives me the time to take off from my multiple jobs and put my nose in the book, which I cannot express how much that means to me. I know that in the future I hope to invest back in young individuals entering into agriculture because individuals such as the NAFB Scholarship Foundation have invested in me.
Well, looking down the pipeline to your future, what's your ideal career in agriculture?
I'm actually going to graduate in December, and I have a full-time position waiting that I'll start in January with GrowMark in Bloomington, Illinois, and I'll be doing communications and marketing with them.
Well, I'm sure I'll see you down the line at GrowMark events because we do a lot of stuff with them. Once again, having the opportunity to talk to Amy Burke, who just will be graduating from Illinois State University December and was a scholarship recipient here at the 70th Annual National Farm Broadcasters Convention. I'm Jamie Johansson.